Blog Talk Radio.
Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, QT and Sun Guy with you here on another Sunday afternoon. If you are looking for some pro wrestling today, lots going on. Blitzkrieg Pro Wrestling in Enfield, Connecticut. NAWA in Cedartown, Georgia. CPW in Franklin, Indiana. KDW in Jeffersonville, Indiana. MWO in Redford, Michigan. SCW in Klein, Mississippi. Cleveland Wrestling Alliance in Cleveland, Ohio. CCW in Chatham, Ontario. Lucha Toronto in Toronto, Ontario. PWA in Sayward, Ontario. MAP in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. CWE in Fulferis, Texas. Front Wrestling in North Somerset. And up in our neck of the woods, you have NWA Blue Collar Wrestling. Today, like usual, we will be inducting DeMarcus James into the 2017 Turnbuckle Turmoil Hall of Fame. And also today in Tucson, Arizona, Championship Wrestling Arizona, featuring Dylan Bostic and Bobby Black. So it should be an outstanding show there in Tucson with some former Indiana stalwarts on the card today. So QT, sounds like there's a lot going on.
Well, Son Guy, I've always wanted to visit Tucson. I think I could have personified in the wrestling ring to a T the Tucson Kid. Yes.
Now, how long did you think up the name?
The Tucson Kid? My knowledge, it's never been copyrighted or used.
All right. So are you going to copyright it? That's what the listeners want to know today.
Oh, yes. I'm going to copyright it. And I'm going to contact Coach Mike Jones and hopefully make a movie called The Final 24 Hours of the Tucson Kid, featuring budget deficit. That's what my plans are.
All right. How would the Tucson Kid have been a former sports entertainer that was down on his luck and dying of typhoid? Is that why it would be his final 24 hours?
Not typhoid, Sign Guy. Some disease. You're thinking of Typhoid Mary. Yes. I knew you were. Yes. Typhoid Mary is a huge fan of yours. Yes. But no, the Tucson Kid did not die of typhoid. Yes. I believe it was a legitimate gun duel back in 1895. Yes.
Oh, okay. So you're saying he wasn't too quick on the draw?
Well, he may. In his earlier days, he could have outdrew anyone. Yes. But I think he was a tad too slow in his final drawing match. Yes.
I think what happened was his opponent brought a pistol and the Tucson Kid misunderstood and he brought a pencil and some construction paper.
Well, construction paper, right, Sign Guy. He did not duel with guns. He drew with a pen. He was one of the first animated cartoon drawers in the Arizona area. Yes. He challenged this person to a draw. If you can catch the drift. Yes.
Now, did he happen to have a name for this comic strip in which he was an originator of in the Arizona territory?
Yes, I believe it was Ham and Beans, the Mule Skinners. Yes.
All right.
Yes. Now, you see, he did not wield a six-shooter, sign guy. He wielded the first colored pencils in the Tucson area.
So he was kind of like the Mr. Rush from the popular 80s show Too Close for Comfort.
There you go. Yes. Yes, he was like that, and I think that he was an inspiration for this man. And it's rumored that he went up against Mel Blanc's grandfather in a drawing contest. Yes.
Oh, all right. Now, if you were to recreate the TV show Too Close for Comfort, whom would you cast using local Pacific Northwest wrestlers?
Oh, Diapola Dabashi, and I say that without the slightest hesitation. You know.
And which
that.
Role would he have?
I have no idea.
Well, then how do you know what he would be suited to do?
Well, I have never watched the show, but I've seen Diapola Dabashi and he's very he can step into the ring under a white hot spotlight, not exactly a ring. I'm going to a gilded stage, and someone could shout out a role like Latka from Taxi, and he could pretty much immediately go into the Latka Taxi role. I've seen it done with Diapola Dabashi. So I think you could shout out one of the names from that show that you mentioned, and Diapola Dabashi could immediately come pretty close to emphasizing that role, epitomizing that role. Yes.
I'm just completely stunned that you've not seen Too Close for Comfort. It was one of the most iconic television programs of its day.
Oh, I was more into like Different Strokes and the one what was that one with Michael J. Fox where he was like a preppy?
Family Ties.
Family Ties. I was more of a Family Ties type person. Yes.
Wow. Well, I am going to make sure you have a way of seeing Too Close for Comfort. It was a great show. Some of Jim J. Bullock's finest work.
Really? Oh, okay. Well,
yes.
I'm just saying, sign guy, let's say we had some Northwest wrestlers auditioning for a rerun of the Family Ties. I could see Kane Jaden playing the role of Tina Yonders. Yes.
So you think he would be Jenny Keaton?
Yes, Jenny Keaton. Yes, Kane Jaden.
Whom would you have as Mallory?
Oh, boy. Now, Mallory, I'm going to say, Casey Spinelli. They have the same hair color. Would you agree?
I could definitely see Casey Spinelli in the role of Mallory.
I agree. Yeah, now, recently signed, I alerted you to Casey Spinelli's pulling something out of her trunks, kind of unlike Mallory would have done. Yes. So Casey would have to overcome that and be more Mallory-like. Yes. I think Leonard Amos would agree on that. Okay. Very good.
Whom would you cast as Nick, Mallory's boyfriend?
Oh, boy. Now, Nick, you're not exactly known for writing and studying differential algebraic equations or spatial geometry. Not exactly known for that. He would have to be more artistic, a little bit on the artistic side, okay? Not exactly Einstein IQ. Now, who could be artistic and, maybe Bob Hardy. Maybe Bob Hardy, yes.
All right. Now, if you recall, the first season that had Nick, he was sort of a bit player, and all he really ever said was, yo.
Oh, kind of like, how you doing? Yes. How you doing?
Similar.
Yes.
But he always said, yo. And that was pretty much it.
Wow. How much did he get paid for that?
Probably quite a bit. They expanded his role later, and he had really significant episodes that were featured on him. He grew as a character quite a bit.
Kind of like Fonzie on Happy Days. Remember when he broke in on the first couple episodes, kind of a minor player, but then the huge demand and uproar for his character made him, of course, the lead. Yes.
That is very true. He was not supposed to be more than just a really minor character, but he got more and more to do because the fans really loved him.
Oh, okay, yes, I agree with that. Okay, so we're kind of, you could see Bob Hardy in Family Ties and Casey Spinelli, okay, and perhaps Kane Jaden, yes.
Now, whom would you have playing Elise Keaton, the mother of the Keaton family?
Kind of conservative, okay. Kind of like a
slightly... Well, she was the opposite of conservative.
Oh, yes. Liberal, yes, okay. Kind of neo-hippie, yes, neo-hippie.
Yeah, she was like a reformed hippie, her and Mr. Keaton.
Oh, yeah, okay, kind of like the Berkeley in 1972, okay. Not exactly when the hippies were definitely on the decline, but still had their roots in their idea. Okay, I'm going to say I'm kind of leaning toward Dash Venture. Maybe not, though, because...
Oh, is Elise Keaton?
Yes.
Wow. All right.
But I'm going to have... Maybe that's not such a good choice because Dash Venture kind of personifies Armand the Vampire much better. Yes.
I have heard that.
Yes. All right. I'm going to withdraw that. I mean, as much as I would like to see Dash Venture, play that role, I'm going to give that role definitely to Saddam Sims. Saddam Sims.
All right. Yeah, I can see that. Now, QT, later this afternoon, we will be inducting DeMarcus James into the Turnbuckle Turmoil Hall of Fame. He is the 2017 recipient. All of us will be on hand, minus, of course, our women's expert, to induct him. What a great day for Turnbuckle Turmoil today. We have never personally inducted anyone in the middle of an event before.
Yes, Sign Guy, that will be monumental. I hope there's a little bit of film that will be posted on YouTube. That would be great. For all our Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, let me go over who the past inductees were. In 2013, we had Northwest wrestler Aaron Bolo. In 2014, we had Jim Chadwick. In 2015, we had Hoosier Pro wrestler Troy Miller. In 2016, we had Brian Class, and now, of course, in 2017, and it will hopefully fit nicely on my Turnbuckle Turmoil Hall of Fame corkboard. That is, I've got to stop in at Kelso and get three-quarter-inch letters, DeMarcus James. Yes, I hope to bring that corkboard today. Well, not hope, I will, to the ring. Yes, and then fans can see this corkboard that I bought. Purchased.
All right. Now, hopefully no one will take that cork board and hit you with it.
I will defend this with my life. Yes.
Nice.
Pretty much defend it or give it away if I'm seriously injured. Yes. That's a juxtaposition. Yes.
Now, I can't guarantee what will happen, but apparently DeMarcus James has been working on his sidewalk slam for the last couple of months in preparation for today. He said if anyone were to get out of line, especially anyone doing the presentation, he's going to unleash this new sidewalk slam.
Oh boy, I will take this under severe consideration. You know, because I was in contact with Budget Deficit, and he said this morning he felt like a twinge in his lower back. Truthfully, he really did. So any mention of a sidewalk slam, oh, I think I think if budget deficit were to lurk in the crowd, he would not act up.
One would hope, because I'd hate to see anyone take that sidewalk slam, because DeMarcus has been working really hard on making sure his sidewalk slam is the most devastating sidewalk slam in the entire world.
Well, I hope now this Northwest Wrestling character budget deficit has at times tried to test security. I just hope security keeps a wary eye on Marion, the super fan. Yes, keep Marion away from budget deficit. Yes.
And from DeMarcus, because I'd hate to see DeMarcus have to sidewalk slam poor Marion.
Oh, now I think budget deficit would get a kind of a joy out of that. Yes. Let's just say budget deficit would be slightly slow to defend Marion. Oh, a little bit in the past couple of weeks. They've been seeing a little bit more eye to eye. A little bit more. Yes.
Is that because Marion now stands on a small stool?
Yeah, that's true. She's been hyping. Yes, hyping.
All right.
I think he bought that to choose. yes. Now, Sign Guy, I think our Turnbuckle Turmoil fans would like to know, what's the fastest you, yourself, have ever made it down to Blue Collar Wrestling? Keeping in mind that you would not stop for a rest stop coffee, although I don't see why anyone would since it's gone downhill in the past decade. What's the fastest you've ever got there?
2 hours and 38 minutes and 11 seconds.
Well, that's not bad at all, keeping in mind that you have to drive through downtown Seattle, or next to it. Very interesting.
And through downtown Tacoma.
Ah, yes, Tacoma and the Fife area. You've got to go by the Emerald Queen Casino.
Yes, yes, you do.
Wow. All right. Well, Sign, I think our Turnbuckle Turmoil fans are slightly abuzz. There's the rumor underground is in full force. There are rumors that Big Bully Busek will be returning to Turnbuckle Turmoil Wrestling Show, Sign Guy Wrestling Show, Turnbuckle Turmoil. Is that true? Big Bully Busek.
That is confirmed. He will be on next month. Let's see. Let me see if I can find us the exact day so we don't confuse anyone, because I would hate to have a massive confusion, although massive confusion would be a great name for a tag team. They could wear masks.
Well, I guess they could in theory, yes.
So Big Bully Busek will be here on Pete Rose's birthday, the 14th of April.
Wow, Pink Rose's birthday.
Yes.
Is it safe to say, Sign Guy, that Pete Rose is one of your top five Major League Baseball players of all time?
That is pretty safe, yes.
Now, Sign Guy, at one time I ran a Major League Baseball contest on Turnbuckle Turmoil and went over all the teams, like in the American League West, American League in general, and how they would finish. It was a huge contest, but nothing really came of fruition.
Whoa. What do you mean nothing came fruition? Drew Skills won it and was awarded a fruit pie for his victory.
Oh, he was? Oh, okay. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners if Drew Skills received that fruit pie?
Yes, I took it to him. He was extremely upset, and he threatened your very life if he did not receive his fruit pie. So the next time I saw him, you had given me the fruit pie to present to him.
Oh, okay. I guess I gave it to you to cut my overhead shipping expenses.
Yes. Yeah, he defeated Jason Maples in that contest.
Oh, okay, man. Fantastic. That's a load off my mind.
I guess. How could you say that nothing came to fruition from it when literally fruit was involved in the victory?
Oh, well, the amount of fruit pies I have shipped over the years, you know, are quite prolific. Yes.
I guess. Now,
quite
QT,
prolific.
Next week on Friday, we're going to have Randy Eller on the show. And then a week from today, scheduled to be with us, former WCW competitor, AJ Styles' former tag team partner, Air Paris, set to join us.
Ooh, Air Paris. Oh, boy. Now, you see, that would be a very good name for an airline, Air Paris. Yes.
I can't deny that it is an airline, but I'm not positive on that. But Air Paris, at one point in time, tag team partners with AJ Styles in a few different promotions, but most notably, of course, World Championship Wrestling in its final months.
Holy smokes. I would have loved to see if I could go back in time and ask Gorilla Monsoon, hey, are you flying Air Paris to WrestleMania? That would have been great.
I'm guessing his reply would be highly unlikely.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, probably highly unlikely. I'm just amazed, Sign Guy, did you know that Gorilla Monsoon once came upon Muhammad Ali in a locker room, and Muhammad Ali was talking trash, and somehow this enraged Gorilla Monsoon. He picked Muhammad Ali up, twirled him over his head, and slammed him down.
Yes, the airplane spin, I believe, is the hold that was used.
Yes. A lot of people went to great lengths to conceal that fact throughout the years. They didn't want to tarnish Muhammad Ali's image. Yes. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Yes.
All right.
On this windy day. Yes. Yes.
Now, QT, later today, in addition to DeMarcus James being inducted into the Turnbuckle Turmoil Hall of Fame, NWA Blue Collar Wrestling fans will see a triple threat match for the television title. Defending champion Aries Toretto will meet not only wonderful Zach Winters, who returned last week, but also the man that won another triple threat match to make him number one contender, Lance Dean. How do you see this match?
Wow, okay. Well, Lance Dean, he's looked very impressive in these last couple weeks. Yes. Aries Toretto, always a fan favorite with those leg warmers. That sometimes change. Yes, change colors. He doesn't always come to the ring with a color-coordinated same leg warmers. One could be different on either leg. Yes, I find that refreshing.
All right.
I'm going to give the edge, though, probably to Lance Dean.
Really, do you have a specific reasoning in mind?
No, I do not.
All right.
No, but being serious, you know, Lance Dean has been pretty formidable in the past couple weeks. I think you would agree on that. Yes.
He just barely beat Sunny Days a couple of weeks ago.
Well, when anyone goes up against Sunny Days, they're going up against an immovable object.
You're saying you can't move Sunny Days?
Well, you can move her back a couple steps, yes.
All right.
I'm just amazed that Sunny Days lives in Longview. That's what I'm amazed at.
But she doesn't live in Longview.
Well, she used to.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. Didn't her house get flooded in the Lexington area just north of Longview? Lexington
area. Isn't that in Kentucky?
No, Lexington, it's very close to Longview. And it rained and rained, and her basement got flooded. That's what I heard.
I'm going to ask Sunny Days the next time I see Sunny Days to see if this is accurate.
Boy, she'll look forward to that.
Now, if you are wrong, I don't know that I'll be able to stop her from forearming you right in the nose.
Oh, man, why would she do that? Sunny Days and I have a certain rapport together. Yes, we agree on many philosophical topics. Yes.
Such as?
Well, I can't disclose private information. You know, private information.
I see. Now, also today, Sunny Days has a match at NWA Blue Collar. She will be taking on Jimmy Boy St. John.
Are you sure it's not Crash Ella?
Yes. Her scheduled opponent today is Jimmy Boy St. John. Now, if it changes, the card is always subject to change, but her scheduled for today is Jimmy Boy St. John.
Wow. Well, sign guy, wasn't Jimmy Boy St. John, if I'm not mistaken, ranked last week in the Turnbuckle Turmoil Northwest Wrestling Poll?
I don't believe that he was, but, I would have to go back and check that. Are you saying you want me to go back and check? Is that what you're getting at?
Oh, well, if you have that information right at your elbow, yes. That'd be great.
Yeah, I will review last week's top 9 and 7/8 wrestler rankings. QT, can you tell the listeners while I do this, whom was number 1?
That was Roach Redding. Highest
that
debut ever. Yes. yes, Roach Redding. Oh, well, now what are you saying? Okay, here we go. I got that. Okay. Phoenix Kid, Randy Zellers, and Big Maxwell. Number 2.
Big Maxwell.
Yep. Big Bog Maxwell, yes. And Paul Moonshine got number 3 for his victory over Kevin Brandt on 2/6/17. Number 3.
Yes. Now, why did it take him so long once he got the victory to be in the rankings for that?
Well, look at who he went up against in the rankings. At number 9, he had Superfan Marion. And at number 8, he had Creepshow Blank. I mean, I am torn with my decision to rank Paul Moonshine higher than Creepshow Blank. Yes.
Whom is Creepshow Blank?
What's that?
Whom is Creepshow Blank? Can you give a description of him?
Sure, he wears a jester hat, that medieval jester hat and costume. It looks like he came from a Renaissance fair. He was at the La Problemita's.
All right.
Yes, Creepshow Blank. Yes. And then, you got you had Dave Turner. I don't know. He picked Duke University to reach the Elite Eight. Now,
the brackets are determined.
Yeah, well, that's what he said to me. Dave Turner and I have a secret communication line. Yes.
I see.
He told
now,
no other person this. No other person except me, Dave Turner.
Wow. Now, QT, I am looking at last week's rankings. I see no mention of a Creepshow Blank.
Well, Creepshow Blank was supposed to be number 8.
But Adin Reyes was clearly number 8.
Oh, no, this is terrible. Maybe this was... No, okay, I guess maybe... I don't know how Creepshow Blank wasn't ranked number 8. This is terrible. That's what I have written down.
Well, Adin Reyes was number 8 because of the big blue foam finger.
Oh, all right. Boy, I don't know why I wrote that down. Boy, was Creepshow Blank ranked anywhere?
No, nowhere.
All right, I personally apologize to Creepshow Blank. Right now, he is probably frantically looking up where his name does not exist, kind of like a black hole. For this,
yes.
I apologize, Creepshow Blank. Yes, very bad.
Now, can you also explain why Roach Redding is number 1 when the man who defeated him in his first match in several years, Paul Preston, was only at number 5?
Well, now, I have confirmed with Dave Barnett that Paul Preston may have cheated in that match.
Wow, that is harsh
said.
Words. And Paul Preston
yes.
will be on this very program in a few weeks. I don't know if he'll take kindly to that. He will be here on the 21st of May. By the 22nd of May, I don't know what will have become of you. He might throw out all kinds of vicious sidewalk slams between now and then.
Wow. I'll have to kind of deflect all criticism to Dave Barnett. Yes, Dave Barnett will weather the Paul Preston storm.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Preston storm. As only Dave Barnett can, that's what I'm getting at, yes. Yes.
Now, do you think that Paul Preston will go after Beast Barnett?
I think it's possible. I mean, I think he's going to go after the Beast mentally, not physically. Yes, mentally.
So you think he'll, like, call him every day and play mind games?
That's true, yes. Or he could lock him in an underground dungeon and with my earphones attached and play some of our, let's say, not quite as well-prepared Turnbuckle Turmoil broadcasts over and over again.
Can you give us 3 examples of those episodes?
No, I cannot.
Wow.
I cannot.
Hugely disappointing.
Yes, yes. This is an era of disappointment. Yes. Well, Sangay, you know, speaking of these baseball rankings that I did about 3 years ago, and a huge contest of other wrestlers that chimed in and see where they thought the baseball standings would get. What do you think about this year upcoming for the Mariners? Yes.
I think they'll be average. I think another year of averageness. I predict they'll be second place, and they'll finish 6.5 games out, and they'll miss the wild card by 2 games.
Okay, about like last year. But last year, granted, they finished 10 games above 500.
That's true.
Now, Sangay, what's kind of interesting, and I know Coach Jones is well aware of this. Recently, the Portland Trail Blazers traded one of their players to Denver and in turn got a 7-foot, 280-pound center. Right now, I can't quite remember what the center's name is, but he's provided a spark to the Trail Blazers. Before they got the center from Denver, they were 10 games below 500. They're starting to win a couple games now. Last 6 games, I believe they're 3-3, which is pretty good. But the center has been averaging right around, I believe, 12 points a game, with 8 rebounds and 4 assists. Plus, he's been directing a lot of the defense for the Trailblazers on the floor. And he's, like, had 4 block shots a game. So the Trailblazers are starting to win with the center, who is a good shot blocker and passer. Now, granted, it's only been 6 games, but they've given him I think the center is giving the Trailblazers a spark. Plus, this year they get also in this trade, they got the number 1 draft pick from Denver. So I think Portland could they have a chance to make that 8th spot in the playoffs. Yes, they have a much better shot than 6 games ago.
Now, do you plan to have an in-depth conversation on this with Buddy Highway later this evening? Because he's a huge Portland Trail Blazers fan. The Blazers are his favorite team of all time.
Oh, well, now T-Rex has been posting about this. So I plan to talk to T-Rex about this.
All right. Now, feel free to go up to the ring and talk to him while he's refereeing, because he can probably multitask.
Okay. I might just do that. Yes. All right. Well, as you know, Sangay, I had many questions for Tex Thompson, and he managed to answer some of those questions outside last week's event, and his eyes didn't even glaze over.
Did he answer the main question you had announced that you were going to ask him last week?
You mean about a special construction of a plywood ramp leading slightly from the slightly inside the parking lot, a downward tilt to this ramp and this plywood would be covered with a rubberized surface, so I could attempt a run up and a high jump over this middle rope.
Specifically told the audience last week you were going to make it your top priority to ask.
Oh, well, I don't quite remember that question. The one that sticks in my mind is my high jump attempt at Blue Collar Wrestling.
Last week you said on this very program for all of the listeners to hear that your main objective was going to be to ask Tex Thompson, whom no longer owns the company because he lost it to Leon Knight, if he would allow you to place a wine glass on the cleavage of Sunny Days using a coal miner's glove and a pole.
Oh, yeah, that question, sure. Boy, I forgot to ask that one, yes.
And also, you were prepared to ask Leon Knight, the actual owner of the company.
Well, I think he would look forward to this question, yes. I think that is a question that needs to be asked, yes.
And if you could also ask him why his shoes never match his suit, that would be great.
Oh, I don't know if I want to go there. I think the wine glass question on Sunny Days is much more appropriate. Yes.
Why not ask both?
What's that?
Why not ask them both?
I don't know. You know, you can only ask Tex Thompson so many questions. Last time I asked him five. I remember it was five.
Well, aren't you going to ask Leon Knight, the actual owner?
Oh, I guess I could, yes. Tell you what.
Because it's blue shoes, it never matches suit.
Well, are you saying that they're kind of off-gray and his suit is coal black?
I'm saying his suit usually is black, but his shoes are like a neon green.
Whoa, one hardly ever observes a man's footwear. Yes.
You can't help but not observe his footwear because they're neon green.
Well, remember the movie Shawshank Redemption when the main character was walking that one last night before he broke out of prison, and the guy goes, one hardly notices a man's footwear. Yes, he said that. Well, he was walking to his cell just before he broke out. Remember that line?
No.
Well, okay, I'll send it to you. And boy, will you look forward to that. Yes.
Almost as much as you look forward to seeing the first couple episodes of Too Close for Comfort. Some of Ted Knight's finest work.
I will have to research Too Close for Comfort. Yes. I'm going to blame it on my days out at sea. They didn't have any reruns of that out there at sea. We just didn't have the technology in the mid-80s.
People should have been able to see Too Close for Comfort if they were taking time out of their lives to defend the country.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I believe... Yes.
Hey, that was an extra long cricket segment. Yes.
I think they were the standard 4 to 6 inches.
Oh, 4 to 6 inches or seconds. Seconds would be much better. Yes.
Possibly.
Okay. All right. Well, now, Sign Guy, are there any plans for you to get a slightly extra early start? Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil fans when Superfan Dimitri and Turnbuckle Turmoil contributor will stop by your house?
He should be here any time.
Now, when he gets to the door, do you have a secret knock? That's what I want to know. Secret knock.
Not to my knowledge. But if it's secret, I may not know it.
Well, you know, I always wonder if Dimitri knocks on your door, much like Sheldon Cooper knocks on Penny's door. Like, does he go?
No, not so much.
Sound guy. Does he do that?
Now, QT, do you have a secret knock when you go to visit Bad Blood in Kelso?
Oh, wow, Bad Blood. I had met Bad Blood at the AMPM mini market, the parking lot. That was kind of refreshing. But no, I don't have a secret knock when I go to Bad Blood's house.
That's too bad.
See, now, say, it's not really Kelso that Bad Blood lives in, more like Rose Valley, which is right before Kelso, right before the Kelso exit. It's kind of like a suburb of Kelso, if you can imagine that. Yes, Rose Valley.
All right.
They even have cougars, rumors of cougars out there every once in a while, spooking horses. Rose Valley is kind of rural. I think Bad Blood himself would spook horses if he was in a cougar suit. That's what I'm getting at. Bad Blood in a cougar suit.
Now, is this a reference to the Cross Cliff Cougars Elementary School, where it's possible Stompin' Steve used to play basketball when he was approximately 8 years old?
Whoa, I don't know if that's a reference or not, but how high were your basketball rims at that time? And could Steve dunk like a six-foot hoop? That's what I'm asking. Six-foot hoop.
They were the standard size rims, and I don't think he could jump high enough to dunk.
Oh, all right, I'm going to put a definite no by that question. Okay. Very good question. That needed to be asked, Stompin' Steve. Yes. Now, how is his pretzel consumption these days, Stompin' Steve?
I believe it's fairly high.
I see. Now, is there any truth to the rumors that he has slightly stepped away from Hoosier Pro Wrestling for kind of like a sabbatical?
Yes, that is accurate. He makes just sporadic appearances now.
Hmm. Oh, okay. Do you know what fueled that slight step away, like Roach Redding did, much like Stompin' Steve?
I believe he's just trying to get in a little bit better cardiovascular shape, try to regain some form of physical fitness, and then once that happens, he'll probably step back in there and try to regain the HPW heavyweight title with the help of Kate Carney.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, Stompin' Steve, if you're listening out there, good luck with that cardiovascular. Very interesting. Very good.
Steve, do you have any vascular conditioning tips?
Well, let me see. Kind of like Henry Rollins of Black Flag, he's kept the weight off. I'm going to say, Stompin' Steve, kind of do what Henry Rollins does, or claims to do on the Howard Stern show, how he keeps his weight at 190. He told Howard Stern that he eats no bread. Usually he'll eat some tuna and a protein bar, and he never eats heavy meals. He only eats like five meals a day. However, they're not very large in size. Yes. Now, Howard Stern, in his self-deprecating way, said, look at you, Henry, you know, you're like 190, you're pretty buff, you know. I go to the gym and I can't do a thing. Look at me, I'm flabby, I'm pathetic. And Henry Rollins looks over at him, well, what are you doing wrong? What are you going to tell me about your lifting and stuff? And Howard goes, well, I do have a weightlifting coach, you know, and I hit it pretty hard. And, well, anyway, Stompin' Steve, I'm recommending you follow the diet of Henry Rollins of Black Flag, or Black Flag, who used to be, yes. And Black Flag disbanded in 1986. Stompin' Steve, look up Henry Rollins on the Howard Stern Show. That's my high recommendation, yes, and his diet.
All right. Well, that being said, I think maybe we'll wrap this thing up. We have got to get down to NWA Blue Collar to induct DeMarcus James. one of the most underrated wrestlers you'll find anywhere. He's had a fantastic career, very deserving of this, I believe. Hopefully, we won't wreck the joint while we're inducting him. So, if you're anywhere near Portland, get down to NWA Blue Collars, 7611 North Exeter in Portland, Oregon. Should be a fantastic show. Sunny Days will be there. Aries Toretto defends the Pacific Northwest television title in a triple threat. Lone Star defending the Heritage title against Tectonic, who is on a roll. So, lots going on, and we will talk to you next week. Randy Ehlers on Friday, and next Sunday, Air Paris. I'm hugely excited for Air Paris. We will talk to you next week.
Oh, okay. Thank you.